Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is now time for the Chris Hoke Show, which is brought to you by Globe Airport Parking. Hokey is not with us in person, but he is with us on the video chat. Former Steeler, a two-time Super Bowl champion, Chris Hoke. And Hokey, I know that Austin was very interested if you knew who the cutout we had in the studio is. And I overheard him ask you that in there, and I was pretty positive you did not know who it was. Am I correct?
I've heard the name. I don't know her, but I'm sure she's great.
Honestly, we kind of have the same opinion. Like, I couldn't tell you one of her songs.
I listen to country music all the time, so I bet you that I've heard her music or some degree. And just didn't know it. But I guess if she has a cutout in the studio there, she must be pretty big time.
Yeah, Austin was very excited about putting the cutout up.
She's very good music, Donnie. She's going to be, I just looked it up, October 15th, we'll be in Pittsburgh for a concert.
Oh, where at?
I think it's at Star Lake.
Is it at the arena?
Let's see here. It'll be at, I think it's at PPG Paints Arena. Yes, it is.
Wow.
Donnie, you should go.
I'll have to look up her music.
I'm sure I got something going on that day, Austin. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we do find Chris Hoke. And Hokey, I know that Joe told you about me last week. I like to put old games on in the back when I'm getting ready to produce the guys in the afternoon. This morning I went to, we have a little gym like right down the road from our building here, a little Foster Plaza Fitness Center in this place. And the game I put on was the 2009 matchup between the Steelers and the Vikings. Brett Favre, Adrian Peterson come to town, two defensive touchdowns.
I remember that game, yes.
That game. You were there. Yep. You were on the field.
I was there. I played in that game. Yeah, I got a sweet picture. One of the interceptions, we turned back for a touchdown that Brett Favre threw. He was on his knee kind of just sorrowing over that throw and that pick six. And I have a picture of me tapping him on the helmet as I'm running by him. One that will go in infamy, you know, great, one of the all-time greats. And, you know, the Vikings are going to have an opportunity now to go against another all-time great on Sunday out in Dublin.
Hoke, you never played internationally. Is that correct? Because you were retired.
I never played internationally. I didn't even play a preseason game in Mexico. I've never been outside of the U.S. to play football.
Okay, I didn't know if anything in college would have arose. Like that's more of a new thing, I feel, at the college level with the games getting played internationally. But, yeah. I mean, I was looking earlier, and it didn't really seem like
– I played a preseason game in Toronto. That doesn't count, though, does it? I mean, still North America, right? And so – I played against the Buffalo Bills in the preseason in Toronto one year.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, but that's not even a different time zone. I mean, it's only what, like 5 hours away?
Yeah. I've never played in Europe or, you know, in London or in Dublin or anywhere.
Have you talked to any of the, you know, former players that have? I mean, some of your teammates were out there in 2013. Like, how does it affect these guys when it happens like this in the middle of the season and you recover from this, but also leading up to the game?
Yeah, I haven't really talked to him in detail about this, but I know that the NFL has been going overseas, have been going to Europe with this big 6-7 hour time change for a number of years now. I mean, the Vikings have done it 5 times, and they haven't lost over there overseas yet. And so, you know, they must have some kind of regime or kind of schedule that gives them a winning edge. And so the Steelers, I have to believe that the NFL wants teams to succeed, wants teams to have a good experience. And so they're going to share best practices, right? They're going to share the best way to go over there and make sure that the players are sleeping, make sure they're hydrating, make sure that they're getting enough to eat so that they can perform at their best come Sunday. But the reality is that I believe that at the end of the day, it's about getting on the field and performing. And it's going to be the Steelers and the Vikings, right, that are both going to be in a different time zone. So it's who's going to deal with it the best that's going to perform the best on the field.
Back in the spring, I had Mike North on one of the evening shows, and he is the executive vice president of NFL scheduling, like with the networks. So he is one of the masterminds that puts this whole thing together. He brought up a pretty good point to me, though, about this game in particular, or more so like the London games, where it's about five hours ahead. So right now, over there, it's a little bit after 4 p.m. He said, with how early the games get played, when they get played at 9:30 in the morning, those games end around 12:30 Eastern time. The teams that play there, they will be back in their cities earlier than they would if they played either a 4:25 or a night game out west. Yeah. Which is true, and I find that interesting.
But it doesn't take away from the long flight, right? I mean, listen, right. I remember playing a 1 o'clock game and being in my home by dinner time, right? Playing against the Ravens or playing against the Bengals and the Browns, you know, a close team, or if you go up the bubble, whatever. These close teams, you know, a 4 o'clock game, I'm home watching Sunday Night Football with my family, and so yeah, I get that. I get what he's saying, but the reality is, you still got a 7-8 hour flight. Right. And after a game where you can be beat up, where your body can be sore, you can be cramping, you don't get to stretch out very much. I'm sure that they're going to have great accommodations on the plane. They don't sit every seat. They sit every other seat. But there are going to be guys that are sitting back in the back that they don't have enough first class seats for everybody. And so the reality is that they're going to have that long flight, and it's going to make for a difficult deal. But they will get home earlier. But I think the reality of the flight makes a difference.
What is the easiest place to go? Like, do the Steelers fly to Cleveland, or is that simply a bus trip there? Like, it's a bus trip. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bus trip. It's a couple hours to get up there, and that's always fun, right? And it's funny because, you know, Donnie, cause when we play the Browns, you want to get back quick, right? So you're showering as quick as you can because that first bus rolls, and you want to get on that first bus because you want to get home. And it usually drops off a lot of the guys that live up north in Cranberry at that Marriott up there. And so you try to get up there and get on that first bus, you can get home before dinner. And that's what we're always trying to do. It's funny. Cause I'm getting on that bus half sweating still because I'm showering.
Shower
sweats. Throwing myself in my bag. Yeah. Shower sweats. Cause you want to get back home. Right. And, but usually it's typically, you know, we travel and we go straight from the stadium, right into the airport, and you don't go into the airport where everybody else is at. You go up right onto the tarmac. And they do your security checks at the stadiums, right underneath the stadium. So it's right there by the bus. You go get your checks. They scan you. They do all those things, check your bags, and then you get on the bus. Only people that have been checking on the bus, and then those go straight to the airport, and you walk right onto the plane. You go home, and so you get home very, very quickly on road games.
Talking to Steelers Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke here on 93.7 The Fan. We got to see the debut, Hokie, of a fellow defensive tackle against the Patriots on Sunday. Derek Harmon, he played, I think, 35 snaps, almost 50%. What were your first impressions of the first-round pick?
Donnie, I've watched the game 2-3 times since Sunday. I thought he represented himself well, and there's so much room for improvement, right? What stood out to me was he was relentless. He was tough. He was physical. He flew to the football. And that's what you want in a professional football player. That's what you want in your first round draft pick. This guy, I believe, is going to be a star in Pittsburgh. From what I hear from guys on the team that I'm close to, he's a humble guy. He's mature. He wants to be great. He wants to work. He wants to play technique the Steeler way. And so that all those things combined are going to make him a great football player. Are there things he needs to improve on? 100%, right? He's got to get his pad level down. He's got to play with a little bit of better technique. But you got to understand, this was his first game action, really. And so he's going to have an opportunity to get in the film, get in the lab and watch it and make some corrections. Work with Cam Hayward, who I know he's very, very close to, and Cam's taking him under his wing. And so I expect for him to get better as the season goes on. But he's going to make a difference, Donnie, in this defense, as he already did this past Sunday.
Do you already feel better about the front four and the front seven overall with his insertion into it? I mean, they got after Drake May five times, and he had an impact on multiple sacks.
Sure. I do have a better feeling about this defense, but I still have some concerns, right? I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done. There's some players that need to improve and need to elevate their game. And so that's concerns me. But I think Derek Harmon, if he continues to improve and continues to work like everybody expects him to, which he will, he will improve this defense. But they still have got to get better in the middle of the defense.
Should Daniel Equale play a little bit more to spell Keanu Benton?
I think that a couple of things. I think Equale played well on Sunday. I think that Keanu Benton, you know, if you just get back and play in technique, I beat this up all the time on the radio and on TV. Ben just tries to make plays. Ben's a very talented football player. The guy is gifted. He's quick. He's fast, explosive. He's powerful. But his technique's below the line. And he's got to get better at playing good technique. You know, he's trying to make plays rather than letting his technique make plays. And that was beaten in my head when we were really, really good as a defense. Coach John Mitchell, who was our defensive line coach, he beat in our head. We're talking about me, Casey Hampton, Aaron Smith, Brett Kiesel. You go down the list of guys that were great here for a decade. It wasn't about us making plays. It was about us playing good technique, and then you'll make great plays because of your technique. And I beat that into my son's head too, plays for North Allegheny. Don't go out there and make plays. You'll make plays because you're playing good technique. And right now, Keanu's just trying to make plays, and he's getting twisted, he's getting turned, he's getting high, he's getting tied up, and he's getting knocked off the ball. Just play with your hands. Play with good pad level. Play with good footwork. And when you do those kind of things, you're going to be in position to make the play when you're supposed to make a play.
Do you buy into the rebuttal that you'll hear of, oh, well, they're playing the guy out of position? Like, do you think he would be better placed if he was somewhere else along the defensive line?
Do I think that he'd be a better three technique? Probably. But he could play nose. He could do it. Play the technique. I tweeted out, I think, last week watching a play, and it was, you know, something about scheme. Let me tell you now, Donnie, the scheme's fine. You can say what all you want. I mean, people want to look for reasons to say they can't stop the run. The reality is they're gapped out. Guys just aren't playing technique. And when the guys play the technique, they stop the run. When guys stay in their gap, they stop the run. When they don't spin out and take the path of least resistance, fight to get in your gap. Fight to hold the double team. Listen, when I played for the Steelers, I mentioned those guys, all those guys, Kiesel, Aaron Smith, Brett, you know, Casey Hampton and Travis Kershke, and, you know, we would be devastated if we got knocked off the ball. I mean, I wouldn't sleep the night after the game if I got knocked off the ball until I went in and saw Coach Mitchell, because I thought I was going to get ripped. Like, our job was to hold the point, create a mess of the line of scrimmage, and let the linebackers roam. Let them do what they do. The defense was built around linebackers making plays. If it was a pass, all those guys I talked about, the D lineman and myself, our job was to keep the quarterback in the pocket and allow James Harrison, and allow Joey Porter, and allow Lamar Woodley to come off the edge and get sacks. It was about them. It wasn't about us. It was about us keeping the quarterback in the pocket. Then it was in the run game. It was about us taking up blockers. Make our play when they come into our gap, but take up blockers so that James Ferrier and Larry Foote and those guys can make plays. And it was built for linebackers. And that's just the reality here. And I think if they get back to doing that, but right now you got linemen getting knocked back into the laps of these linebackers. And these linebackers got to improve, right? They got to get better technique. They got to be able to shed blocks. You watch them. They make plays when the ball's going sideline to sideline because they're not getting touched. But when there's a hat on these linebackers, they're having a tough time getting on a blocker and getting off a blocker and making plays. And so if I was an offense right now, I would attack the Steelers between the tackles. because when you look at the Vikings right now, they love to double team and climb. They're tough linemen. The Steelers, if they don't get off and play a little more stout at the point of attack, play with low pad level, and the linebackers can't get off these blocks, it's going to be a long day in the run game because these linemen are very physical. They do a really good job on the double team. They get movement and then climb to the linebackers. And that's where the Steelers have struggled the first three games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, how much fault do you put on the second level of the Steelers defense on some of those guys at inside linebacker, like Patrick Queen, like Peyton Wilson? Do they still get some, or do you think it is all about what happens up front and how the guys can get to the second level?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, the reality is it's an 11-man thing to stop the run, 11-player effort. But – These inside linebackers, let's be honest. I mean, in the film room, I'm not saying anything groundbreaking. I'm not saying anything that's new. These inside linebackers have to elevate their game. And it's not just the D linemen. I mean, there are times when the D linemen are knocked in their laps, but there are times when, I mean, you think about that one play where Ramondre Stevenson fumbled that ball on the first drive, the Patriots' first drive of the third quarter. Remember that? And when Cam Hayward got his big paw, knocked that ball out. Well, Peyton Wilson got pancaked on that play. He got back up. He rolled around. The ball was on the ground. He jumped on it, right? That would have been – if Cam wouldn't have gotten his paw on it, that would have been a touchdown right over Peyton Wilson. So, I mean, there are times when, you know, these guys, you know, they make a play, but you look at the film and think, all right, you won that one. I just remember when Coach John Mitch used to tell me, Hokie, don't get all excited because you make a play on bad technique because it's going to happen once, right? A squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right? And if you keep playing bad technique, you're going to get blocked most of the time. You might make a play here or there, but we're not here about making plays here and there. So it's about getting better technique, improving that, you know, all the little things, all the little details, so that you can go out there and do your job and not try to do somebody else's job. Be an expert at what you do. And if everybody takes that mentality, they'll be able to stop the run.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Hokie, fans were upset with Cam Hayward late in the offseason because he wanted more money. The deal happened, the incentive-laden deal happened right before the first game of the season. I feel like he's still playing pretty good football, though. I still feel like old number 97 is still a pretty good player on that Steelers defense.
Absolutely. Listen, here's the reality. That's the only leverage he had, right? Cam is an all-time Steeler great, and not just – a football player. He's a heck of a man. He's a heck of a father. He's a heck of a husband. He's an incredible man in the community. I mean, this guy is an all-American in terms of being a person. And so this is the only leverage he had. And I understood the frustration of the fans, the Steeler Nation, but I don't hear those things anymore, right? Because he's out there playing at a high level. And he just wanted to be able to, you know, be able to be paid commensurate with those other defensive linemen, that the elite ones. And he's playing at that level. You know, the first week some people were concerned, but he hadn't played all preseason. Now he comes out and he's created a turnover in the game against the Seahawks last week at the Patriots. He created two turnovers, and he's getting a sack, and he's doing what he does. And so I think Cam Hayward, we can expect a lot of that from him. Is he as fast? Is he as quick and explosive as he was in year 2, 3, 4? No, but guess what? It's made up because of his veteran savviness. It's because of his understanding and knowledge of angles and numbers and where they can go and where they can't go and how they can block you and they can't block you because of formations and personnel, which makes up for maybe he slowed down just a tad. That's why he continues to make plays, because he's smarter now as a player when maybe he slows down just a hair.
If I asked you who is the best player on the team through 3 games, I know it's a tough question because I've asked myself pretty much all week, and I think it's a very difficult question to answer, but how would you answer it?
I would have to go with a couple guys. I would say Cam Hayward would be one, but I think Jaylen Warren would be the one on offense. I think Jaylen Warren he's a star in the making. We all know about him, but the guy is just explosive. He's dynamic. He's powerful. He does so well with the ball in his hands. And I do like him as the third down back. I do like him as a change of pace to a bigger, faster, not faster, bigger, stronger, more powerful running back. But my gosh, when he gets the ball in his hands, you hold your breath because he's dynamic and explosive. He can make exciting things happen.
When it comes to the offensive line play so far, we'll start with the guy that got bashed by one of your former teammates, Big Ben, on his footballing podcast. He went after Broderick Jones a little bit, and you will probably agree with him when he said, I think James Harrison would get 15 sacks a game if he lined up across from Broderick Jones. Are we getting close to bust territory here, or do you want to give the guy more time since it is his first season at left tackle?
Well, I think the Steelers are going to give him more time. I don't think they're going to call him a bust. I think that they like him. They like his potential. But there's no question that he has struggled these first 3 games. And people in the media and the coaching staff, they don't want to go out there and keep talking about it and keep beating him down. They want him, you know, there's an element of you keep piling on a guy and his confidence gets beat up and it echoes around the locker room, echoes around, you know, the city. And so they don't want to get rid of that talk. But the reality is the eye in the sky don't lie, Donnie. That's an old saying in football. The eye in the sky don't lie. I won't just watch the film again this morning. Aaron Rodgers was not sacked in this game. Yeah, they on the stats, he only has 3 QB snacks, QB hits. But the reality was he was under pressure the whole game. He was getting rid of the ball so quick. The pocket was collapsing. He had to chuck balls up. I mean, there were 2 times when he wanted to hit DK Metcalf down the field on a go route. One time he just threw the ball out of bounds deep because he had no time to hold on to the ball. And the other time he was able to draw a PI late in the game that led to a score. But it, you know, shouldn't have been a PI because the ball was thrown out of bounds. But my the pocket collapsed, and you can see Aaron's frustration. And Ben, I listened to that segment where Ben talked about that. And Ben's 100% right. I mean, frustrating for Aaron Rodgers. You saw one time when he got hit, he got up and he yelled the offensive line. Kind of real. He didn't want to make it very obvious, but he did yell and he got frustrated. He's been a great teammate, trying to elevate the play of these alignment. But the reality is the pocket is collapsing way too fast. That's why he's dinking and dunking. That's why he can't throw the ball on the field. He wants to throw the ball on the field. He has the weapons to do it. Doesn't have the time. I mean, I would say you watch the film, Donnie. I would say a high percentage of the time that pocket is collapsing in record time.
Yeah, I mean, he had to throw the ball. I mean, you mentioned all the quick throws he had to make against New England. That was going to be one of the other questions I had, and I had to cross it off. Like, he made those guys look a lot better than what they did because of how quickly he was getting rid of the football.
He's lucky to have a guy like Jaylen Warren who's so dynamic that he loves this to outlet the ball. And when he's under pressure to Jaylen, and Jaylen, again, I talked about it. I can't say enough good things about Jaylen Warren and what kind of player he is. He's lucky to have a guy so dynamic as him that he can outlet the ball to, because then Jaylen can, you know, find a way to squeeze water out of a rock. I don't know how he would do it, but he does it. I mean, he's great, and he's able to make guys miss. And so, but the reality is, you know, Aaron Rodgers, if he tries to sit in that pocket and throw the ball down the field and sit in that pocket and take hits, he won't last the whole season, because this pocket, they've got to get better at protecting and giving him a pocket where he can step up into and throw the ball down the field. Because right now, that sucker is getting destroyed really quick.
The other first-round pick on that offensive line is the other tackle, Troy Fautanu. How have you assessed his play so far through 3 weeks?
Well, there's no question he has room for improvement. And you got to understand, I mean, Broderick Jones, this is his, what, third year?
Yeah.
And I understand he's playing left tackle now, not right tackle. He's played the last 2 years. And so, but he has a lot of playing experience. And I think if you talk to guys like Trey Essex that I played with, who, you know, offensive lineman, more of a technician, he'll tell you that his technique's still struggling. He's not playing good technique. He's got to improve there. And so those are guys that, I mean, I can watch that, but I'm talking about guys that played that position at a high level and can break it down like I did, a defensive lineman. And you look at the other side with 76, you know, Fautanu, he's got to get better, and he knows that. He's only his third game ever starting in regular season games. So he's going to get better. He's going to improve. They're really excited about him. But he is giving up some pressure right now. He is making some mistakes that's putting pressure on Aaron Rodgers. But I give him a little more grace because he's only three games into his NFL career.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.